So before we do the next meditation, there's a certain corresponding idea to what Geshe-la was talking about, with the idea of the feeling not being fixed. For example, take a feeling of anger, for instance. In actuality, it's some sort of experience in your body, some sort of energy that comes from here upwards, and you feel some sort of, it's like a power or an energy, and you label it as anger, and you react accordingly. You put that energy towards a direction outside of yourself, towards the object of your anger usually, and then you do a bad karma, and then it perpetuates itself. And you continue to see that kind of impulse. Like I said, the feelings that you have, the mental feelings that you have, are the closest thing in your mind to a physical realm, you know? The first, out of the five skandhas, everybody knows the five. The way that the Buddhists divide the human, right? You divide it with body first, and then feeling is second. It comes right after the body. It's so close to being in the body, you know? And then after you get discrimination and blah, 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 blah. But the feelings are so close to being a physical sensation, right? And you can try and use that in your meditation. And to understand number five, which we're going to do right now. So, close your eyes, get into a comfortable position. Pull up your spine. Just focus on the tip of your nose for a moment. Now go back to the feeling that you're having right now. Just focus on it, try and get it clear in your mind. Again, go over how the feeling is changing. How there is no me controlling it in the present moment. How the seed from our past deeds is remedy to cause the experience of both the watcher of the feeling and the feeling. And how the quality of the feeling, whatever you call the feeling, is not fixed. That means that this feeling, this perception that we have of the feeling, we think that it's ripening, and we have no say over how we experience it. We are at the mercy of it. of that fixed feeling. But if it's true that the feeling is not fixed, then we can look at this feeling and try to change it. Try to give it a different name. There is a feeling that you're feeling now. But part of it is coming from how you perceive it. And all you have to do is change your perception. So try to give your feeling a different name. See what happens to the feeling if you name it something different. Right, and you can create maybe good karma instead of bad from it.